KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Corolla. With classic styling, available 10.5-inch touchscreen display, Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, and more. See your Toyota dealer for all Corolla options. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Welcome in San Diego, it's Jade Hindman. On today's show, the Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board, otherwise known as CLERB, found that two sheriff's deputies engaged in criminal conduct in connection with the death of an inmate. We'll tell you the latest. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. It happened at the Vista Detention Facility in the last hours of Bobby Ray Patton's life. He was found audibly moaning and pleading for help inside his cell. He was struggling to breathe and complained of chest pain. Well, just a few hours later, on December 28, 2024, he died. Late last week, the Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board, or CLERB, found that two sheriff deputies engaged in criminal conduct in connection with the death of Patton. They concluded the two deputies failed to respond to signs that Patton needed medical attention. Joining me with more details is Kelly Davis. She's an investigative reporter with the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jade. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Before we get to this ruling, tell us more about Bobby Ray Patton. Who was he?
Yeah, Mr. Patton, he was 46 years old. And what we know just from what little information is available, he was arrested in late November 2024 on a probation violation, booked into the Vista Jail. And during the intake process, he said he had a history of fentanyl use, but he was enrolled in a methadone program to treat him. He was in jail for about a month. Medical records show that around December 22nd, he developed flu-like symptoms. There's a mention in his autopsy report that the jail officials knew he'd been exposed to the flu, and those symptoms became progressively worse. He developed pneumonia. And on December 27th, he was taken to the jail's medical clinic twice, including once at around, you know, close to 10 p.m. So later in the evening, he was reporting chest pain and shortness of breath, but each time he was returned to his cell. So the next morning around 6 a.m., a deputy doing routine safety checks, wearing a body-worn camera, captured that the camera footage captured Mr. Patton saying, "I can't breathe. I'm having chest pain so bad." We could tell from the footage, this is all narrated in the Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board summary of the case. The deputy looked into the cell, then turned away, continued towards the exit. You could hear Mr. Patton saying, "Please help me." But the deputy exited the module, turned off the camera. Then less than an hour later, another deputy doing a safety check stopped in front of Mr. Patton's cell, briefly looked in his cell, and you could hear Mr. Patton moaning. And the deputy continued on without intervening. Another hour passes. Another deputy sees him laying on his cell's lower bunk, groaning. That deputy finishes his safety check and about 15 minutes later returns with a nurse and some other medical staff. They tried to provide aid, but Mr. Patton stopped breathing and was pronounced dead at around 8:45 a.m.
Talk more about these safety checks. What do they typically involve and why are they required?
Yeah, so this is a state regulation that requires deputies in jail to conduct safety checks at least every hour to look for exactly the things that Mr. Patton was exhibiting, like signs of distress. They're required to conduct direct visual observation of each person in custody. And more frequent checks are actually required and recommended for higher risk folks. So people who are coming off of drugs, people who are suicidal, people in medical distress, that's what the regulations say. And one of the deputies who, the one who walked away when Mr. Patton said, please help me, that deputy had actually escorted him to the medical clinic the day before. So he knew Mr. Patton was very sick. And that should have triggered, at the very least, closer monitoring, if not, you know, mm-hmm. stopping to check or alerting medical staff. You know, this guy isn't doing well.
Hmm. So CLURB found the deputies were criminally negligent in this case. How is criminal negligence defined here?
Yeah, so it's for CLURB, the standard is slightly lower than if you're the DA, if you're in criminal court. So CLURB's findings are based on a preponderance of the evidence. So the preponderance of the evidence showed that the deputies ignored Mr. Patton's pleas for help, and that's a violation of state law. The DA will require findings beyond a reasonable doubt, so a slightly higher standard for criminal conduct.
Mm. In the story, you write that this ruling is unprecedented for CLURB. Talk more about the significance of these findings. What makes it unprecedented?
Yeah, I've been covering CLURB for years, and I had never seen this before. They've made what are known as sustained findings in many cases, meaning I shouldn't say many. That sounds like they do it often. It's not often that they make a sustained finding. You know, often it's not enough evidence, or you know, the deputy was following policy and procedure. But when they make a sustained finding, it's the deputy violated policy, a procedure. This is the first time they've made a sustained finding of criminal conduct that I'm aware of. And a colleague and I confirmed that with CLURB's executive officer.
So what will the district attorney look at in determining if the office would pursue criminal charges here?
Yeah, so CLURB forwarded their findings to the DA's office. So we'll just have to wait to see what happens. The DA's office won't comment on specific cases, but state law also requires that the sheriff's office send CLURB's findings to the state's Commission on Police Officer Standards and Training. Rules require that law enforcement agencies whose officers have been found to have committed serious misconduct by oversight, those oversight findings need to be sent to the state, and that commission has the authority to suspend or revoke an officer's certification.
Hmm. What about the San Diego Sheriff's Department? I mean, what have they said in response to CLURB's ruling?
A spokesperson said only that the homicide investigators, as they always do with the death in custody, they reviewed the case, but they found no evidence of criminal conduct. Whether they found policy violations, we don't know. Hopefully, we'll find out at some point, because you would hope to see in a case like this that. Something was done, you know, discipline, strong, you know, that they revise policy and procedure to more strongly say, you know, if you see someone in this sort of state, you know, you must do X, Y, Z. So we don't know at this time what the sheriff's office did in response to this case. But all we know is that they do not agree that criminal conduct occurred.
Has Patton's family been made aware of these findings? I mean, what are they saying?
So we don't know, and this is really rare. I've been covering jail deaths for, you know, more than a decade now. Jeff McDonald, who works with me on these stories, we've tried to find the family through, you know, our investigative reporting tools, and we don't think they live in California. We've Jeff's left messages at some numbers, been told you have the wrong number, or hasn't heard back. So we're not sure what they know, but we think they would have received a copy of his autopsy report. But that report does not mention anything about the missed safety checks, doesn't mention anything about the body cam footage. That information was not provided to the medical examiner's office. We've confirmed that. And the medical examiner's office did not request it. Deputies wearing body-worn cameras in jails is kind of a new thing. It's happened in the last 2 or 3 years. So we don't know if this was that the medical examiner simply didn't know to ask for it, and the sheriff's office didn't tell them it was available. But hopefully now there will be, you know, in future incidents like this, the medical examiner will ask for that footage.
You know, while you say that Klerb's ruling was really unprecedented, you also write that the findings in Klerb's report are not at all uncommon. How else are you seeing this type of criminal negligence play out?
Never seen criminal negligence before, but definitely last month I wrote about a jail death case where Klerb made several sustained findings where they find that you know, there was a policy violation, you know, there was misconduct that occurred, and that's just, you know, the sheriff's office can do with it what it wants, can do with that information what it wants. There's no requirement that if Klerb makes a finding that a deputy violated policy, there's no requirement by the sheriff's office to issue discipline or you know, change their policy. That's completely up to the sheriff to decide. So these are just kind of you know, recommendations, advisory. You know, you definitely would hope that Klerb making these findings, you know, this is something that should be taken very seriously. And I think we're going to circle back with the sheriff's office and, you know, and try to get more comment from them, find out a little bit more about what this means. You know, all we were told is, you know, no finding of criminal conduct by homicide investigators, but I'd like to push them a little bit more to see if any action was taken.
Well, that's something we'll definitely follow and also wait to see what kind of authority Klerb will have moving forward and in the future. What will that look like?
It's definitely a strong step by them.
I've been speaking with Kelly Davis, investigative reporter for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kelly, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, polarization, budget concerns, all topics that can cause tension in the workplace. NCRC can help seasoned and emerging leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.